Who is Martin Luther King?
Well, he's the leader of the revolt of black people in America.
I don't remember. We studied Martin Luther King. I don't remember. I mean, I was bad at school, so...
Martin Luther King, c'était un homme bien.
Martin Luther King, he was a good man, says a high school student, adding to the voices of people in Martin Luther King Park in northern Paris.
He is a symbol of America, how civil rights progress in America, because we have a totally different relationship with this right.
The civil rights movement was always presented as some kind of distant, exotic thing.
Mabula Soumahoro is a professor of American Studies at the University of Tours and at Sciences Po in Paris.
The racial situation in the United States has always been presented in France as very different from what was going on in France.
And indeed, this does appear to be the image people have in the park.
We didn't implement a policy of segregation.
France, it's a different history. It's a history of colonialism. There was never separate but equal here. There's never inscribed in the law.
There is also racism in France, but it's not in the same terms.
We were trained in thinking. I believed in the Republican dream and the Republican ideals. And then you grow up and you look for apartments, for jobs, for everything, and things happen. Racial profiling is not a myth. Racial discrimination is not a myth. Yesterday I was stopped by the police and I had to show my paper.
So does France need its own civil rights movement? Mabula Soumahoro says the context is very different.
We need to talk about the fact that France was a colonial power, one of the major colonial powers. We need to think about the fact that the people who are designated to this day as immigrants are mainly French citizens, the children of the people who came to France after the independence of their own countries, but those countries gained their independence from France. So we are talking about people who have had a relationship with the French imperial power for a long time.
Today, of course, in France and in the United States, we're far from the segregation Jim Crow laws.
In theory, we have equal rights for everybody. I mean, for equal rights for French citizens. The dichotomy exists between foreigners and citizens. So in theory, we have everything that's correct. The problem is that France has not lived up to its ideals. And now France needs to stop the denial of the evolution of its identity.
In addressing these issues, can France be inspired by the U.S. civil rights movement?
France needs to find its own model, even though because of the U.S. Position of power, Martin Luther King has been accepted and imported as one of the possible models, but the situation is very different. So we need to find models to recognize the models that have existed.
Soumahoro points to the 1983 March for Equality, which started with 21 people in Marseille and ended up in Paris with 100,000 people.
The march was directly inspired by the 1963 march that took place in Washington, D.C., but it was organized by people who were the children of post-colonial migrants. This was one of the first expressions, public expressions, of anti-racism in France.
The leader of the march was Toumi Djaïdja, a community activist from Lyon.
To me, Toumi Djaïdja is one of the models, one of those unsung heroes that we need to know more about.
Djaïdja dropped his activism after the march, and the movement had trouble finding a direction. A Martin Luther King-like figure did not emerge. But Soumahoro says people are still pushing for rights in France in any way they can.
Some people fight politically, some people organize marches, some people are very active on the social networks. People mobilize to gain new rights. Those rights do not come easily. People contest, people revolt. Everybody does something until something will give.
Sarah Elzis, RFI, Paris.